Russ Ruffalo is the Asset Recovery and Recycling Coordinator of MRK Group Limited in Elgin, Illinois. Though based in Elgin, his company's focus is national. Russ will talk about recycling electronic equipment. In California alone, 6,000 computers become obsolete daily, and 680 million computers will become obsolete within the next few years. What happens to them? Russ will discuss the importance of recycling, the methods of recycling, and what to look for.
Russ, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
I never heard of electronic recycling until I saw you at, I think it was the tech show at the American Bar Association. And tell us a little bit about what that means, and I guess specifically how much waste, electronic waste, are we producing every year?
Well, obviously it's growing exponentially as computers become more and more disposable. It's partially due to the planned obsolescence by the manufacturers. Computer recycling as a whole has probably been around as a fringe industry for the last 20, 25 years or so. I would say probably over the last decade, issues regarding what's happening with the contaminants involved in some of this older equipment have come more to the forefront as an environmental concern. And it stems from that, the awareness of certain people in the industry to try to bring this more and more into the forefront and try to get companies on the right page as far as responsibly recycling their older computers.
Well, how did you and your company get involved in this project, and especially on a nationwide basis?
Well, the owner of the company used to work for a major hardware reseller probably about 20 years ago. And over his duration or tenure there, I should say, it just dawned on him. He was selling so much new equipment into these companies and organizations that something had to be happening with the old stuff, either it was being piled in closets or whatever it was. At the time, the cost of this equipment was so extortionate that there had to be some kind of secondary use. There had to be some way to extend the value stream from these original IT purchases. And it was, it just came on him at one point that why not? You know, people can't afford to pay, I think, computers are like $3,000, $4,000 a piece for a desktop then, and you're looking at like a 386, where now you have a Pentium 4, 3,000 megahertz, and you can pick one up probably secondhand for under $400. So there was a huge market to be tapped at that point, and it just stemmed from there.
Well, what kinds of electronic equipment is recyclable? What are we talking about here?
Well, when you're looking at pure recycling, I would say almost anything computer-related on any platform. That includes large mid-range and mainframe cabinet systems. Battery backup systems can also be recycled. A lot of people would think that they can't, due to the hazardous nature of the battery acid, but they can be responsibly recycled. But basically, just about anything, whether it's peripheral or a mainstream item, can be recycled.
Okay. I give you my equipment, or I sell you my equipment. I guess this is one way of recouping a small part of the investment. What happens to the electronics equipment after I send it to you or somebody in your business?
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on the age and the condition of the equipment. If, as you had mentioned, if it's in a situation where we can actually purchase the equipment from you on an outright basis, obviously we can only extend value to our customers if we feel that the equipment's going to have some kind of relevance on the secondary market. That being said, when the equipment comes in, it goes through an audit process that we have here internally. All equipment's inventoried and cataloged. Anything that may have residual data on it, anything that might be resold, is audited. At that time, we wipe data from anything that may hold data, maybe whether it's SRAM, the hard drive, flash RAM and a BlackBerry, anything that might hold pertinent information is wiped at that time. Secondarily, we ascertain the condition of the equipment to find out what its value will be, and from that point, we'll issue the customer either an invoice or a check for the value of the equipment. And a certificate of destruction. If anything that we can purchase, obviously, we will resell. We do assume all liability for any information on the drives once the equipment reaches our facility. But it's with that in mind that we take these very thorough steps to make sure that all data is eradicated, because dealing with so many different corporate entities as our customers, that's a tremendous liability to be laughed about.
So in other words, the lawyer ought to clean house first and then send it to you, and if there's anything that's residual, you're going to be sure to clean it up anyway.
That's right. I would recommend that anyone getting rid of a computer, whether they're donating to someone or they have a community collection event, just take the time. I think it takes like 5 to 10 minutes. Just perform a rudimentary wipe on your drive, maybe a couple, depending on what kind of data you have on there. Any reputable recycler is going to rewipe the data just for their own security.
Well, I mean, I've heard that you can wipe your clean, but there's still ways of retrieving that information. When you wipe the hard drive and so forth, is there any way then to retrieve it, or your wipe is really a thorough wipe?
Well, sadly, at this point, there's really nothing that completely eliminates data. What we're using right now is what the Department of Defense uses and recommends to people with data concerns. It's a 7-pass, I guess it's called a DoD-grade wipe, and what that is a series of overwrites where they, one pass will be zeros, one pass will be ones, and they do this on until they're comfortable that the data is sufficiently eradicated. Now, they don't really eliminate the data. They just bury it under so much binary information that it's almost impossible to retrieve. However, as we increase our standards to be secure, hackers or anyone who really wants the data will just increase their patience to try to get to it. So it's kind of an ongoing battle between how do we protect it and how do we look ahead to kind of how are they going to react to our new security standards.
That sounds like the cops and robbers. the cops get better guns and equipment, and the robbers become more clever, and cops then have to go out and get better equipment, and then the robbers become more effective and so forth. That sounds like what's happening with you in this field.
It is. It really is. It's pretty sad, but you know, that's the way of the world right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, you talked about other recyclers, and since I am new to this concept, not having seen or heard of anybody before you, how many competitors do you have?
Nationally or locally?
Well, nationally.
It'd be hard for me to put a figure on.
I mean, are there a lot of folks like this?
Well, what I can say is when we started, I think we've been around 16 years now, there was two or three other recyclers in the state, some of them with nationwide capabilities. Just in Illinois alone now, there's probably close to 16 recyclers. Now, whether they're all as reputable or if they're all certified or, you know, to the extent of their business, I'm not aware, but I know that competitors are out there, and it seems like new ones pop up every day.
Well, how does one find what you and I would call a reputable company for recycling? I mean, this is, at least in the legal field, a very touchy and sensitive area of discussion.
It is. It really is. I would say probably any recycler who cares about the business, cares about the customers and their public perception, is going to be able to furnish you references. I know that our company itself, we work with a lot of Fortune 1000s, a lot of banking and financial institutions, and a couple law firms as well. So they're constantly challenging us and asking us to be more diligent in how we take a proactive stance in managing their equipment. It's a matter of comfort. Obviously, you can, you know, get the names of 6 recyclers and go to their website and, you know, get some kind of comfort level from there. But mostly it's your comfort with their reputation. Obviously, you can do Google searches, see if there's any, you know, either press releases or negative information out there regarding these recyclers. Some people, they don't really care. They're just in it for the money, and they're not really worried about what the customer thinks after the fact. They sell themselves well, but they're, in the end, they end up disappointing their, you know, their customers. And that information is available out there. People do voice their complaints, and with the internet, it's, you know, you can find just about anything.
Well, in that light, let me ask you the next question, which is, what regulations are there in place to enforce, I guess, quality standard electronics recycling industry?
Well, sadly, there's no real regulations as far as the federal level goes. I know that a lot of states, I think as of 2004, 13 states have individual laws regarding computer waste disposal. I know that the majority of other states have them in legislation now or they're pending, waiting for votes. I know here in Illinois that the owner of the company was actively involved with a bunch of our peers in the industry in drafting legislation for Illinois itself. As far as certifications, there's a couple ISO 14001, those are just process certifications to make sure that all your processes are documented, everything's efficient, makes the audit process for customers a lot easier. I know that NAID, which is the National Association of Information Destruction, offers a certification as well. And I know locally that the Illinois Electronics Recycling Association also has a certification available.
Well, I give you the equipment. You do the appropriate wipes and so forth. Now, you refurbish the equipment or you destroy it. Where does reusable electronic products go, usually, would be one question. And the other question would be, if you destroy the equipment, what does that mean and where does it go?
Okay, well, let's take the second part first, when you destroy equipment. Most shredders who offer actual destruction will have a large-scale shredder on site. The capabilities of these machines, they'll render a complete PC into, you know, inch-by-inch pieces. At that point, usually the waste is gone through a secondary sorter, which will move metals from plastics, precious metals from base metals. At that point, all the sorted items are sent back downstream to smelters for hopefully reabsorption into the usage stream. As far as refurbishing equipment, I think I alluded to earlier, anything that we can give you value for is going to be resold. We do most of our retailing locally. As far as other recent mom-and-pop type resellers, end users looking for equipment, also eBay has turned out to be a huge mecca for used IT products, whether it's us or any of our competitors or just other resellers. As far as export, a lot of companies do base the majority of their business on exporting computers as scrap. We tend to shy away from it. Most of our customers ask that we do not use their product, and as such, we have such an outcry of support against us sending it overseas that we have basically eliminated that as a possible outlet for us. A lot of recyclers do basically plan on taking in equipment just for the export market, though.
Well, it sounds like if you're talking about pretty big equipment to shred or destroy computer and similar products, that the equipment is pretty big, and I would imagine the entry cost to this industry would be pretty significant.
It can be. And it's not necessary that you have your own shredder. There's a lot of the larger recycling organizations or refineries that will offer you shredding services on a per-pound basis. If you're a new person interested in getting into recycling, it's more important to be able to have the ability to properly secure and destroy data on premises and to track the assets. You know, you can always find a partner for the actual shredding part of recycling.
Well, as I said earlier, it's sort of a new concept for me and one that I think our listeners will, you know, take notice and think about further. I can't imagine our landfills with all this computer equipment. Better to have it recycled, as you're suggesting, than put it into the landfill.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're looking at, if you look nationwide, you're probably looking at close to 120,000 systems a day that are being designated as obsolete.
Incredible. Well, Russ, I want to thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate your thoughts, and I hope it gives our listeners some new insights.
Well, thank you for having me, Ed. I appreciate it.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.